Buying Psychology, a Pricing Strategy Story, Part 2. Remember Joe Bloggs' success? His businesses were roaring in Part 1. If you haven't already, go over to einsteinmarketer.com right away and read Part 1. You don't want to miss the two awesome pricing strategies that scaled his businesses to new levels. There's nothing worse than joining a story in the middle. But for the rest of you, Joe had just employed an anchor pricing strategy, recommended by Einstein, of course, to propel his vintage car business. And believe us, between Part 1 and Part 2, Joe's life has got pretty wild. The danger of success. Joe found the right people to run his business so he could enjoy his free time. Unfortunately, Joe's bank balance was bigger than his self-control. He partied 7 nights a week, dating the wrong women, and gambled far too much. One night, he drank a few too many glasses of champagne in the casino and put all of his money on red on the roulette table. 50-50, double or quits, death or glory. It landed on black. And within a few weeks, Joe sold his house and was back where he started. But Joe's an entrepreneur, and that sort of spirit doesn't quit, no matter the state of his liver. A changed man. Like so many who can't handle the gravy train, Joe wanted his next business to give something back to the community, as well as making him a tidy profit, of course. He went back to his roots and started up a sports coaching business for children. This company would go around schools talking about the importance of healthy eating and training kids in activities that they can take part in every day. Joe was loving his new life, but there was just one little issue. Hardly any schools were taking advantage of his free-hour, healthy eating, living education. His offer looked like this. Offer 1. 1 hour, exercise and short lecture, £80. Offer 2. 3 hour, full exercise program and healthy eating education, £180. Joe wanted to fully educate the children and ease the logistical pressures of moving from school to school every other hour. So, cap in hand, he returned to Einstein Marketer. The decoy. It didn't take long for Einstein to see Joe's problem. Although offering better value for money, the difference between the two prices was just too extreme. £180 is cheap for the full service, but it looks enormous besides £80. So Einstein changed his two offers into 3. We'll explain why this works in just a minute. His new offer structure looks something like this. Offer 1. 1 hour, exercise and short lecture, £80. 2. 2 hour, exercise and lecture, £160. 3. 3 hour, full exercise program and healthy eating education, only £180. That's right, a 2 hour option for his customers. So why would this improve the percentage of schools buying offer 3? Well, let's consider buyer psychology once again. First of all, which number looks like the odd one out now? £80? We think so too. Instead of this appearing super cheap to customers, it actually makes a buyer less receptive. They don't want to feel like they're missing out. It makes them feel cheap, and it gives a super cool aura to offers 2 and 3. Now we've written off offer 1, let's take a look at why the prospects would want to buy offers 3 and not offer 2. Value, stupid. We've positioned the hours at a price of £80, but a third is only £20. Now that's value. Nobody's going to miss out. Reinvention. Joe was on his way back to the top, and this time he had his head screwed on. His healthy eating and exercise tuition became the in thing with a huge demand from schools all over the country. But Joe had a cunning plan to deal with the demand increase. Franchise. He sold a number of areas, including his own, to entrepreneurs committed to his brand philosophies. This increased his income, free time, and the business's value. But Joe wasn't satisfied. He designed and sold merchandise for his children's health brand. Let's take a look at Joe's pricing strategy. Sweatshirts, £20. T-shirts, £10. Tracksuit, £30. Sales were okay, but they weren't taking off like his franchise model. So guess whose door he'd darkened? You guessed it, Einstein Marketers. The power of 9. We sat down and asked what difference £1 would make to his profit margins. Joe's a smart guy. He understood that selling higher quantities at just £1 less was well worth it. So that's what we did. The new pricing structure looked like this. Sweatshirts, £19. Tracksuits, £29. The fact is, numbers ending in 9 always do well. Some studies have shown it to boost sales up to 24% compared to numbers ending in zero. But there's another way to amplify the power of nine. Was now prices. Joe's prices may have only dropped by £1, but this pricing strategy was eye-catching enough to tap into buyers' value senses. This is the new pricing structure. Sweatshirts. Was £20, now £19. T-shirts. Was £10, now £9. Tracksuits. Was £30, now £29. As an entrepreneur, that's in it for the long term, Joe knows better than to lie to his customers. He would never put up a fake was price, and nor should you. Joe's merchandise add-on took off as a result of the Power of Nine strategy, combined with an honest was now offers. He decided it was time to take a well-earned holiday and finally give somebody else the opportunity to use Einstein Marketer's services. Moral of the story. Joe's business is all produced and offered great products targeted at specific markets. The only thing missing from his strategy was prices that tapped into buyer's psychology. Over the course of this two-part story, we've given you four solid pricing strategies that can either increase sales or influence buyers to take particular offers. Einstein suggests picking up the technique that applies to your product or service and testing it. You'll see the results for yourself. So long for now. And if you're still interested, Joe lived happily ever after. Did you love this blog? Would you like some advice about your pricing strategy? Leave a comment below or send us a message on Facebook. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.